The Epistle of Paul the Apostle to Titus, chapter 2, verse 1. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. I suffer not a woman to teach, but to be in silence. Whoa. See, the old women are teachers. Well, let's keep reading. Verse 4. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. You know, in a sense, you know, it's worth saying that in the Roman and Greek civilization, especially in the Greek, the women were kept in a very strict way. Okay, they didn't have the liberties women have in this country, in our countries. Though they had certain liberties, they weren't like slaves, but the Greek culture, like in Athens and so on, it's like the women did not have a lot of you know, like they didn't have any rights voting and all that stuff and so on and so forth. I want to talk more about that, but I feel like I'll go back to the first part of the verse in a moment. Let's just look at the women here for a second. Well, what I was getting at is that, you know, that these days the word of God is blasphemed because of the way we do keep our women. They don't let their women talk. You know, interesting, actually. It makes me think. But in any case, let it not be blasphemed either by being disobedient to what the apostles taught. You know, I'd rather be in obedience to them and in obedience to the Lord than please men. Okay? There's a degree to which we are going to be blasphemed for doing right and for doing things which are just and doing things according to godliness, according to the order which God has set about in His Word. Because that's the thing. It's like we could have some other religion. We could just disregard the teaching of the apostles. We could just be something else. If you want to do that, do that. Honestly, if you're not going to follow the teachings of the apostles, why even go with the Bible? Why not become a Buddhist or something? You know, well, they love the stories. They love the Jesus dying on the cross. You know, they love to pray the cross around. They love to marinate themselves in the Christian mythology, because that's what it almost becomes to them. You know, to the great heroic story of the man, for the God who became man and gave himself to save some. He's saying, you speak the things which become sound doctrine. You know, there's mentioning sound doctrine on several occasions, because, remember, again, sound is healthy. Like of being of sound mind and body. You know, to be well or incorrupt, you know, not full of disease, not full of leaven, not full of heresy. Incorrect. And the way you do that is by sticking with what was taught. Now the aged men, the presbyteros, that's the elders, they ought to be sober. Now this keeps coming, it can mean also, there's the idea of not giving to wine. Well, sober doesn't necessarily mean, you know, not drunk. It means like circumspect, you know, of a sober mind apart from being drunk. You can be totally lucid and not even have a drop to drink and not be a sober-minded person. Always kidding, always joking, always having, you know, that. Not that you have to be a stick in the mud either, but there's a certain soberness of mind. You know, even more so as you see the day approaching. This has come over me already. It's where I start thinking, like, I want to stop being such a light person. The times we live in are so perilous. And it's not just when I'm in church. It's got to be all the time. a certain amount of looking around and examining ourselves we need to do. Grave. You know? Semnos. That means venerable or honorable. A man worthy of honor. Temperate. That's sophos, which means sound-minded. Sound in the faith, in charity, in patience. So, again, the sound mind, the temperate, when I said sound-minded, is different than the word for sound doctrine. I'm not even going to go into that as far as actually quoting the Greek word, but it's a different word. Sound in the faith, though, is the same thing as above. Sound doctrine. Sound faith. And charity. Charity is love. Patience. It means, you know, cheerful endurance. Is what this. There's several words used for patience. You know, long suffering and so on and so forth. It's just enduring things cheerfully. The aged women likewise, that they be... Now look at the behavior. Now see that the older men should be more like Christ than anybody. Unless they're a brand new convert. You know, but that's the idea. You've got to be moving forward in the Lord. Now, you could have an old guy who's only been, you know, he's only been there 10 years or so, you know, and so he's not fully grown up in Christ either. And he might be the same as someone who's, you know, only been in it 10 years, but they're actually a younger person. But still, they have a greater responsibility because they've lived longer, they've experienced more of life. And they have a certain depth of experience that younger men can't have. Even if they are been in the faith just as long, it's also a question of life experience. Because life teaches us things sometimes that can't be taught. Now, I've learned things that I could try to teach to people, but you can really only learn by experience. There's some things you just can't teach. The aged women likewise, presbuteras, the elder women, they have to be in their behavior as becometh holiness. Not false accusers, that's the word devil. You know, diabolos, she-devils, false accusers, given to much wine, you know, drunken elder women, like we need that. Teachers of good things, they ought to be teachers. And Paul also said, I suffer not a woman to teach or usurp authority over the man.